for the latest from home, across the nation and around the world. 882 6PR News.
It's 15 degrees at 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Anthony Anderson. The Foreign Minister insists Australia will do its fair share in helping to resolve the refugee crisis in Syria. There's mounting pressure for the federal government to increase its intake of Syrians fleeing the ongoing conflict. Julie Bishop has told Seven there's more than one way to help, as many asylum seekers just want a safe haven until things become stable.
A number of them said if they were able to return when the conflict was over, that would be their choice. So I think there are a lot of options and a number of different responses that we should consider, but it is an international crisis.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Food Agency is calling for more funding to help feed Syrian refugees in camps. A lack of funds has seen the agency cut thousands off from a similar food program in Jordan. It's feared more people will flee the refugee camps in an attempt to reach Europe if there isn't more money provided. The UN Refugee Agency's representative for Jordan, Andrew Harper, says they can only do so much with what they have.
We've done as well as we can given the resources that we've got, which is that we've got no resources anymore. We need money now desperately to expand this camp as well as open to others.
And the Greens have warned the conflict in the Middle East could escalate if Australia joins US-led airstrikes in Syria. Cabinet is expected to give the green light for Australia to join the air campaign on Tuesday, following a request from the United States to help defeat ISIL. But Greens leader Richard Di Natale has told Sky it would be a mistake.
To think that that will somehow improve things, history tells us that's not the case. We are going to make a bad problem much worse. And we need to take, we need to have a debate in the National Parliament so that we can tease these issues out.
In other news, a woman's been killed in a single-vehicle car crash near Dwellingup. Her car left the Pinjarra Williams Road just after 6 last night. The woman was found dead at the scene and was the only person in the car. A car taking part in a rally in northern Spain has crashed into a group of spectators, killing 6 people. From Madrid, here's the BBC's Tom Burridge.
As one of the rally cars came around a bend, it spun out of control and crashed into a crowd of spectators, killing at least 6 people and seriously injuring many others, including children. Among the dead was a woman who was 9 months pregnant. The driver and his co-pilot were said to be unharmed. The authorities in the region of Galicia are now investigating, and Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, sent his condolences to the relatives of those who died.
The WA Chamber of Commerce is predicting a $100 million boost to the state's economy thanks to the AFL finals. 4 games will be held at Domain Stadium over the next 3 weeks, thanks to the Fremantle Dockers and West Coast Eagles finishing in the top 2 spots on the ladder. The figures, compiled for the Sunday Times, estimate each game will generate around $24 million thanks to tens of thousands of interstate visitors. And the AFL Premiership Cup pin will be available nationally from Woolworth stores tomorrow, raising money for the youth homeless charity Ladder. Ladder CEO Mark Bolton says they've previously relied heavily on sales from fans attending finals matches.
If we put the right supports in place for young people who've experienced homelessness, each and every one of those young people had the skills, the resilience and the talents to break the cycle of homelessness for themselves. We've had 300 young people who've come into contact, and each and every one of those young people have proved that theory correct. They're an amazing group of people and they've made amazing change.
Sports up next.
Now, the latest sport for instant toilets and showers. Does your big event have everything?
The AFL has confirmed the fixtures for week 1 of the finals starting this week. Michael Stamp has the details.
Second place West Coast and third place Hawthorn will kick off the finals on Friday nights in Perth, their qualifying final, with both teams coming off a 6-day break. Then, less than 24 hours later, Domain Stadium will be a packed house again, with Fremantle hosting Sydney in the other qualifying final on Saturday afternoon. Later that night, the attention shifts to the elimination finals, with the Western Bulldogs hosting Adelaide at the MCG, the potential big crowd, the reason for the match at the G, and not Etihad Stadium. And to round out week one of the finals, Richmond and North Melbourne will face off for the second time in 10 days at the MCG in the other elimination final. Michael Stamp, Macquarie National News.
And Richard Gasquet has cut short Bernard Tomic's US Open campaign. The 12th-seeded Frenchman won his third round match with Tomic 6-4, 6-3, 6-1. It's 4 past 10.
Big W, best brands, lowest prices. Head in store now for a massive 40% off Bonds men's underwear and socks. Hurry, only while stocks last. Only at Big W.
Up to the minute 6PR Perth traffic. The 30 Seconds Products, the experts in outdoor cleaning.
Well, it's obviously Father's Day and obviously very light on all the roads this morning. Looking good on Roe Highway. No heavy runs for a Sunday, which is good. Just a reminder though, Tonkin Highway, northbound on-ramp to Leach Highway and Airport Drive still remains closed to Cloverdale. That'll reopen tomorrow morning at 5am. Mounts Bay Road closed both ways between Mill Street and William Street while crews are desperately trying to move that big crane out the way. Look out for detours, won't you? And that's 6PR traffic. Big W, best brands, lowest prices. Head in store now for massive 40% off bombs, men's underwear and socks. Hurry, only while stocks last, only at Big W. If you spot anything else, give us a call, 922 11882.
6PR Perth weather.
Mostly sunny today with southeasterly winds and a top of 20. Sunny tomorrow and 24. Staying sunny and 27 on Tuesday before a partly cloudy 28 on Wednesday. But Thursday will bring some showers following through to the weekend. Right now it's 15 degrees. This is Perth's 882 6PR.